In addition to FFMP, the other tool that can help us assess the ongoing flash flood threat is Crest Unit Streamflow. In a nutshell, this flash product highlights areas that are experiencing higher than normal flow. Where this product really shines, though, is over urban areas, as it has an imperviousness parameter that attempts to account for the quick response that is typical over urban areas. Just like ratios close to 100% in FFMP tell you that flash flooding is likely, Crest Unit Streamflow also has associated values that can indicate when flash flooding is likely, as shown in this table. For issuing an initial base flash flood warning, you'll want to see Crest values between 100 to 300 that are fairly continuous in space and time. To upgrade to considerable in your IBW tags, you'll want Crest values between 300 to 600, along with more widespread and unusual impacts to the public. To upgrade to catastrophic, Crest values should be greater than 600, and you'll definitely be seeing significant impacts where everyone, no matter what they're doing, is at risk. You'll also want verification that flash flooding is ongoing and that it's bad before upgrading to catastrophic. So, just keep these Crest thresholds in mind when assessing the severity of the flash flood threat.